This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week's episode relates to recent weather events in Kansas. For a fair part of the state, there have been heavy rains to the point of excess water, even flooding. How that's affecting our various horticultural plants is our topic now. Ward Upham, horticulturist, K-State Research and Extension, is alongside. It's pretty basic physics what happens to plants when they're oversaturated, Ward.
That's right. And so, you know, we usually say that plants drown, but what actually is happening is those roots need oxygen. Really, every living cell in a plant has to have oxygen or it dies. And when you are under a flooded condition, the oxygen is driven out of that soil. Now, how long do they last? Usually, you can usually go about a week. It depends a little bit, though. If you have turf that is very low growing, like on a fairway, if you have a little bit of water on top and get a hot, sunny day, you can cook that turf in a few hours. Yeah. And so, but as a rule, usually have about a week.
Let's talk about the various plant material and how specifically those are affected by standing water or flooded water, starting with our vegetable gardens. How much can they tolerate?
Yeah, so if you're talking about standing water, again, that same rule applies, maybe as much as a week before they actually die. However, the other question is whether you can use that produce. If all it is standing water, you're going to be okay. As long as those plants look good, as long as they're not yellow, you're going to be okay. You can go ahead and harvest. You're going to have to wash that, whatever you harvest well, but it should be fine. The problem comes in if that water is contaminated. If it comes from a river or a stream or sewage or anything like that, then you have a whole different deal. And so anything that contaminated water contacts, you're not going to be able to use. It needs to be discarded. However, if it was later in the season and you had like tomatoes on the plant that didn't touch the water, you'd be fine. You could still harvest them. But anything that contacts that contaminated water needs to be discarded.
Yeah. Our trees, though we think of as hardy plant material and tolerant of most anything, is that true of floodwaters as well or oversaturated soils?
Yeah, so they differ markedly on how much flooding they can withstand. There are a number of trees that are tolerant of flooding. Those would include things like cottonwood, red maple, silver maple, pecan, hackberry, persimmon, the ashes, sweet gum, sycamore, eastern cottonwood, pin oak, and bald cypress. All of those can handle saturated conditions for a whole growing season, and they're going to be fine. However, we have some trees that are only moderately tolerant. That's about 30 days of flooding, and then they're going to start suffering damage. That would include like river birch, downy hawthorn, honey locust, swamp white oak, southern red oak, bur oak, willow oak, and American elm. Okay, what about the ones that aren't?
Right.
They're going to last maybe a week. And those would include things like redbud, flowering dogwood, black walnut, red mulberry, most pines, white oak, blackjack oak, red oak, and black oak. Hmm. What's interesting is you have different oaks in each of those different categories. You have to know which oak you have to know how much flooding it can withstand.
After the flood, is there anything one can do to help whatever plant material recover?
Yeah, so if you have vegetables and you just planted and they aren't up yet, you're going to have to break that crust. Okay. That's going to be a crust on top of those seeds that's not going to allow them to come up. So just use something to break that crust up so those plants can emerge. The other thing you have to watch is watering the plants. You know, you think after a flood, I'm not going to have to water for a long, long time. Well, that root system is damaged. And because it's damaged, you're going to have to do a very good job of watering to allow it to recover. So watch those plants. If you see a little bit of wilting, you need to start watering. It doesn't need a whole lot, but you're going to need some water to keep that root system moist enough that it can recover.
First thing is to check out the condition of your plant material, whatever it might be, your vegetable garden, your lawns, your landscape trees. Make an assessment there and then act accordingly. Ward, thank you for coming over, as always.
You bet.
With us this week, Ward Upham, horticulturist, Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.